Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
STL is Y98.
In the Brett Mega Show on Y98.
No Ted Drews in the studio, no leftovers, huh? Yesterday was Ted Drews' 95th anniversary party. It was awesome. Like, everything was out there. A lot of St. Louis companies were out there. People were out there celebrating 95 years of heaven. Frozen custard in a cup.
Oh, man, it was so good. Brett and I were, like, fist fighting over Oreo concrete.
That's true.
So good.
There was one Oreo. They, like, gave us, like, a bunch of different ones to try, but, like, Hannah and I both wanted the Oreo concrete. So we got into a fist fight.
Yep.
I lost.
Yep.
We actually filmed a video of, like, because have you seen, the TikToks that are going viral of, like, it looks like Street Fighter, like, fight mode, like, back in the old school video games? And Hannah and I filmed one of those.
I forgot we did that. We filmed a lot yesterday.
Yeah. You guys got to also. Okay, so what's the name of the mascot for Ted Drews? Is he just a concrete?
Oh, yeah. You guys met him. I had to leave early because my wife had, like, to work. So I had to go watch the kids. So I left a little early. And then I saw you guys were hanging out with, like, literally the man.
Yeah, the man himself.
Do you don't know the name?
No. We'll call him Teddy. It should be Teddy.
So yeah. You guys were hanging out with Teddy.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
We don't know the name of him.
Nope. And then Avi and I went to dinner together with her mom.
And my aunt.
And yes.
Two couple of things. What is your microphone broken? What is happening with your
microphone? Yeah, I don't know. It's not.
Hannah's actually holding her microphone in reverse.
Oh, it's kind of a.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, send an email about that.
That's
funny.
Won't get fixed.
Yeah. So you guys, where would you guys go to dinner at?
Michael's.
Okay, so your mom was talking about this. She's like, it's so good.
Yeah, it's a Greek restaurant.
I want to try this. No leftovers there either, huh, guys?
No.
None.
Alex was telling everyone you got to get the wings. Did you guys get the wings?
We actually did get the wings, and they were really, really good.
Really?
Yeah.
A Greek place for wings?
Yeah, it seems weird. Hannah got chicken strips.
Okay, that's even weirder.
Yeah.
What'd you go with?
A chicken euro.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they made chicken gyros. I thought it's all like that,
lamb.
Like, lamb. That, like, mm-hmm. That, like,
I don't
thin,
like
really
lamb. I'm a fake Greek because I don't like lamb because when my mom cooks it, it looks like it's breathing. And so that like freaks me out and I can't eat it.
Yeah, that was
freaky.
That would,
yeah.
Hey, way to be a buzzkill. Anybody got any frozen custard?
Nope.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
A Girl Scout in Pennsylvania named Chloe Britt found out that her friend couldn't afford a dress. They're only in fifth grade and they were doing a little mini prom. So she collected over 150 dresses and shoes and did an entire prom dress giveaway. And she also found a seamstress who volunteered and did free alterations for all of them.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I feel just get it, man.
Yeah,
I know. It's something they really do. And I just love this story of, like, when you try to do something nice as a teacher and, like, it could just lead to, like, bullying. They don't mean anything by it. Like, oh, it's just, like, mini prom. It'd be really cool.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then all these kids are just panic. Like, and I can relate to this, not in the dress essence, but, like, grandparents' day. All my grandparents had just passed away and my grandpa had died. And I remember how panicked I was on grandparents' day that, my grandparents couldn't show up and I was going to feel different or weird and my mom had to come. Anytime that happens, you just feel so different. And wait for her to step up and be like, no, yeah. we got you. Yeah. You don't feel different. You're loved and embraced.
Here's a Cinderella story for you. There's 150 exactly. things to choose from. That is so amazing.
Yeah, that's a story that puts a smile on everyone's face. That's a good way to start off a Friday. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new CD rates at togethercu.org.
I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals Game Time. It's the Cardinals and the Mets. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in care. First pitch is at 6:10 on our sister station, KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What is the best thing someone said to you this week? Look, when you wake up on a Friday, you're like, thank God, what time can I crack open a drink and no one would judge me? You're just exhausted and tired. And so we always challenge ourselves to think back on the week and think about the positive thing. Think about one thing that happened to you. You're like, that felt good. And then Kevin plays the big harp for you. He drives all the way from the middle of nowhere.
The boonies.
The boonies.
The boonies of Grafton.
The boonies of Grafton with this big-ass harp for you. Puts it in his car. It's to load it up himself. You know his kids aren't helping him put it in the car. Yeah. And he brings in that harp to play it for you, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, you know, I thought having deer whistles on my car would, you know, stop deer, but having a harp attracts them.
Oh, yeah.
They like your music, Kev.
Hannah, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
The best thing was actually happened last night after our Ted Drews appearance. AB's mom invited me to go out to dinner with them and her aunt, and we did, and it was so fun. We went to Michael's over in, like, South St. Louis. It was delicious, and we got to have a fun conversation. And it's so funny just to see, like, how different everybody is in AB's family. I've met every single person in her family, and they're all different.
Yeah, that's very true.
The best thing someone said to you was you got invited to dinner.
Yes, do you want to come to dinner with us? And it was so fun. I even got invited to Greek Easter as well.
Yeah, she did.
Wow.
Yes.
This is like the third night in a row that you've, like, maybe fifth night out of, like, six that you've eaten with Hannah, AB.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow, you guys are really going for it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Kevin, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
Well, unfortunately, no dinner invites, but this was pretty cool. So my son went to the orthodontist just a couple days ago and had to finally ask, hey, when are these braces going to come off? And they said, just a couple weeks. I said, okay. And then while I'm asking that question, when are we going to stop paying for these? And they said, hey, you're finished.
Oh, my God. That's a big celebration.
So it's been like a little over 2 years, and I'm like, oh, that's right. I just saw, you know, because it's payday today. Oh, the final payment went through. We're all good with paying for him.
Good for you.
Eventually, he'll be wearing his retainer.
So Kevin got a raise, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Awesome.
AB, what's the best thing someone said to you this week? Hannah's coming to dinner?
That's not mine, actually. I think mine is... My dad asks me all the time, do you want to go on a walk with me and Carly, our family dog?
I say no every single time. I just, like, I don't want to. But
we
I
all
said
know
yes.
your relationship with Carly.
Carly, yeah. Right.
I said yes this week randomly, and it went really well, and we had a great walk, and then when we got back, he always makes the same sandwich. For years, he will eat the same lunch, and he asked me, do you want me to make you a sandwich as well? And he never does that.
Aww.
And I said, yes, I would love a sandwich.
What is the sandwich?
It's like turkey and cheese and Chick-fil-A sauce is the main
toasted bun
component. Toasted bun, yeah.
Wow. And he makes that sandwich
lettuce,
every day?
Tomatoes, onions, yeah. Every
wow.
single day. Mm.
Man is consistent.
Right.
He is.
He's doing something right.
You know, that just made Carly's week. If Carly was here, she would say that was her favorite part of the week, too.
I don't know if she would.
For me, the best thing someone said to me this week was a funny conversation between my son and my daughter. And you're thinking, well, didn't you say your daughter is 8 months old? Yes. So I had to get gas. And I went to go get gas. And they were both in the back of the car before we were headed to a park. And I open up the door from getting gas, and I hear my son talking and my daughter, like, doing baby talk back. And I'm like, what's going on, guys? And my son goes, oh, we were just talking. I was telling her about basketball at the park. I was telling her I like to dribble it, and then you shoot it, and maybe hopefully it won't be too busy. And the fact that, like, when I had left the car, and my three-year-old was talking to my eight-month-old, and then she was baby talking back.
Aww.
Was like the cutest thing for me to see, like, their relationship just kind of evolve and blossom. And they really were just having, like, a cute little baby talk conversation.
One day you're going to be like, oh, I remember when they didn't talk to each other?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Fight?
Yeah. Yes. But it's, like, the cutest thing. He's like, I was just telling her about the park while you were out of the car, Dad. And that's why we do the best thing someone said to you this week. It kicks off the weekend with some positivity, puts a smile on your face. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, we have STL Bucket List come in and give us three things to do in the loo right after Rihanna.
What you gonna do in the loo this weekend? You gonna do in the loo this weekend? You.
Let's give you some things to do in the loo this weekend. Every single week, we bring in someone from STL Bucket List. Usually, it's Luke from STL Bucket List, but he's being dad now. He's working that dad life. So we're bringing in Natalia from STL Bucket List, super connected to all things in the loo. And she's got some fun stuff that's happening this weekend in the STL. Thanks for coming up, Natalia.
Thank you for having me.
So what fun things do you have planned for us?
Alrighty, it's hard to believe, but it's already been 10 years of Ballpark Village.
Whoa.
Can you believe it? Okay,
Mind blown the whole room. Like, that's crazy.
So to celebrate, there's events all weekend, but happening on Friday at 8 p.m., there's a 10-year anniversary bar crawl through Ballpark Village.
That's cool. Oh, that's wow. fun. That's
yes,
fun.
Yes. You can grab tickets for that online. It's an all-inclusive drink package. And you get free entry into all the BPV venues.
There's so much cool things that happen at Ballpark Village, and now it's been the staple of what other baseball teams want to do.
Totally.
To create these experiences outside the stadiums, and St. Louis is the mecca of all that. This is what they build their whole foundation from across all of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and they continue to build and develop it and keep it fresh and new, and there's always something cool going on there.
Always.
All right, what's event number two for us, Natalia?
All righty, so downtown and all of St. Louis is going to look a little bit different this weekend because the marathon is happening on Saturday. And now I'm not here to tell you about the marathon because I feel like if you're going to run all that
it's
way,
too late.
You yeah. probably already know.
We would just die.
But
to drink and watch.
Yeah.
Type thing.
You know? Now, if you want a great place to drink and watch, there's an after party happening. It's called Motion.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Going to be at Market and 15th Street. Mastermind, who's amazing, is planning all the music. It's put on by Greater St. Louis
Inc. He does the stuff for City SC
yeah.
as well.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a really great lineup. A whole bunch of awesome local artists. Starts at 11 a.m. It'll be food, music. Great time.
Cheer on all the people who are way stronger than we are.
You idiots just ran 26 miles. I'm drinking 26 beers.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And then what's your last event for us?
Nice. So the Missouri History Museum, they're doing the ribbon cutting for the World's Fair exhibit this weekend.
Oh, awesome. That's cool.
Yeah, they just got their lawn redone, so it looks super great over there, and it'll be a fun time.
120 years, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, this is fun. You guys know, my proposal was at the World's Fair Pavilion.
Yeah.
Nice.
1904. Oh,
and
so you're
2024.
Saying
there's
the World's Fair,
guys.
I was going to say, you and Annie. There's a couple
the
of mannequins.
Of the World's Fair of how it's gone. Yeah. Now, no, that's awesome. That's going to be definitely be a
yes.
cool.
Yes, and it'll be
something
Saturday.
For everybody. If you want any details of those events, you can always hit us up on Instagram, follow us on The Brett Mega Show, or follow STL Bucket List, because everything that happens in St. Louis is on STL Bucket List. Thank you for coming up, Natalia.
Thank you so much.
What you gonna do in the loop this weekend? You gonna do in the loop this weekend?
Drive alone past your street.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. So every single day I give you a different poll, and today's the question is if you like it hard or soft, guys. Why? Why did you react to that? Today is National Pretzel Day, and everyone should know that it's Kevin played the sexy music. It is National Pretzel Day, and everyone should be celebrating National Pretzel Day. You like your pretzels hard, or do you like them soft, Hannah?
Oh, I like them soft and playful. Really raw, actually.
You like them, like, really doughy?
Yeah, really doughy.
I noticed this much. It's one of the reasons I asked it. Oh, you always order it at the bar. At Bitterball, you order the giant pretzel Sports and Social.
Yep.
The other time we were out, you ordered the big soft pretzel.
I love
cheese
soft
or mustard?
Pretzel. Cheese.
Okay, good. I hate mustard. Kevin.
If we're talking about like a giant pretzel, it's got to be soft. But if we're talking about like a dipping pretzel, hard. I like the pretzel thins.
Dipping pretzel?
You know, the ones that you'll get to dip into, say, some type of sauce or some type of cheese spread.
You got to pick one, though, Kev.
I got to pick one. Since I really enjoy pretzel thins, I'm gonna go hard. I'll go hard.
I don't really love pretzels. I think soft pretzels are like all right, so I'll choose that. But I don't really like the smaller hard pretzels.
I think soft pretzels are one of the most overrated bar snacks of all time.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh,
man.
They're just so doughy.
He hates these pretzels.
You need
Me and Annie Ann are like hand in hand.
Yeah.
Cheese is the carrier of that. Like, it's just cheese. Like, you're going to like dump it in, douch it in cheese. But like...
I'll eat it plain.
Ugh. No, it's just dough. It's just
weird.
Just
dough.
Like, but like, you get a good crunchy pretzel, like you get like those ranch or like those cheesy pretzels, man. They're good, man. You get some flavoring to them. I'm down with that. Or you put like chocolate-covered pretzels.
Peanut butter pretzels.
Peanut butter pretzels. Like, that's good. So, yeah, that's for me.
The polls are open.
All right, let's do find someone to play Hannah's Homeschool. It's a pop culture pop quiz game. We kind of stepped it up on Fridays because we want to have some fun. Four packs of Cardinals tickets if you play Hannah's Homeschool right now. 314-531-9898. We want you to beat Hannah so bad, we now started posting one answer guaranteed locked in on Instagram. Follow us on The Brett Mega Show on Instagram, and you instantly have an answer to Hannah's Homeschool and an advantage to win a four-pack of Cardinals tickets. 314-531-9898.
Thanks for listening to the...
Hannah's Homeschool!
Sheila!
Hi.
Hi, are you ready to play Hannah's Homeschool?
Yes.
All right, how Hannah's Homeschool works is it's five pop culture questions, you versus Hannah. I'll ask you guys the same five questions. Hannah just celebrated her 60th win. Nobody showed up to the 60th birthday party.
Stop.
Okay, so this is how it's going to work, Sheila. I'm going to ask you and Hannah the same five questions. So Hannah, leave the room.
Going.
If you follow us on Instagram, you automatically have 1 point against Hannah because you know that we've posted an answer to one of the questions there. This album became the first album to pass 1 billion streams in a single week.
Torture Police Department.
Yep, good job. And you got it. You were like trying to work through that long-ass name. I get it. All right. This is the answer to the question that we posted up on Instagram if you follow us at The Brett Mega Show. This country music artist built a recording studio in the juvenile detention he once was in.
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll. There you go. Yesterday was a big day in the NFL. What happened?
I have no idea.
You want to take a guess?
I have nothing.
All right. Well, the next question might give it away. Which city is the NFL drafted?
I'm just going to say Kansas City. I have no idea.
Okay. The next question might give away that answer. Name a famous artist from Detroit.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a guy. Talks about 8 Mile a lot.
Eminem.
Whoa!
Hey, all right.
can't believe that came out of nowhere.
How'd you know that?
Yeah. Okay. 3 out of 5. Let's see how Hannah does. A lot of sports questions that lead back to back to back. Let's see how she does in one song.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah is walking back in the room, and she looks nervous. I'm not going to lie, Sheila.
I kept seeing Alex laughing, so I don't know what you guys are up to, but it can't be something good.
Tough questions today. Sheila just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. I'm going to ask Hannah the same questions, and she's got to get more right than Sheila. Ty does go to Hannah, though. It's Hannah's homeschool, so she gets the advantage there.
My town.
Sheila? Got 3 out of 5.
Okay.
There is questions about towns and geography. We know you love that.
Oh, boy.
This album became the first album to pass 1 billion...
Tortured Poets Department, Taylor Swift.
Yes, 1 billion streams in a single week. And that's Tortured Poets Department. This country music artist built a recording studio in the juvenile detention he was once in.
Jelly Roll.
That's correct. 2 for 2. Now we get into sports questions.
Oh, great. Here's my downfall.
Yesterday was a big day in the NFL. What happened?
The draft.
Yes.
Yeah. I only knew that because of the show.
What city was the draft in?
Miami.
Miami. Okay. At least you named a city. Sometimes you just name states.
Yeah.
Okay. This next question might give the answer to that because that is incorrect. Name a famous artist from Detroit.
Detroit. Wait.
Haven't you guys ever heard of Detroit?
Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, D-T-O. I can't even spell either.
He's
I need
coming.
To get out of here. Did I win?
Wow. You did, wow. I guess.
That's awesome.
3.5 out of 5, I guess, for your Detroit answer.
I was just making sure I understood the question.
Yeah. All right. Sheila, you didn't get the win, but Sheila, got to say, this is Sheila and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Sheila and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Things that I've got.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we're going to cover all the trending stories of the day. If you've been busy and you're like, go through the internet for me, we'll do it. I got 2 minutes of the clock already running. I'm scrolling through the internet right now. Hannah, you just tell me what stories people need me to give them details on.
Okay.
Either say keep it moving if you want me to scroll past it or ask for details. Like a couple that accidentally sent their pet cat to Amazon.com.
What?
Yeah, so a couple of
you can send someone to like a website?
No, it was an accident. You know how you like return things, you drop them off at like Whole Foods or whatever? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this cat loves boxes. So when they were boxing up something,
the
cat jumped in the box, curled up, didn't see it, taped up the box, sent it off. The cat was in the box for 6 days.
That reminds me of Christmas Vacation when the aunt puts the cat in the box for a present.
And luckily, cat survived. Cat is okay. The box was roomy, they said. And the Amazon person, when they opened it up 6 days later in California from Utah, was like, oh my God. Took it to the vet, was microchipped, took care of the cat, and that person drove from Utah to California, came and got their cat and drove it back.
Wow.
Crazy story, right?
Oh my gosh.
Like a scene from the movies. Americans think the perfect movie length is how long? How long is the perfect movie?
How long? Because I feel like they've been too long recently.
92 minutes, yes. They say average person says an hour and a half.
Wow.
Only 15% of people want a movie to be 2 hours or longer.
I feel like it's people been got 2.5 hours or more recently.
I know. Yeah. I feel like everything is long.
Jeez.
Mandatory morning kiss.
I'm all about this. This sounds right up my alley.
Do you kiss your spouse on the way out of the house every single morning? Well, you should. A German study found that giving or receiving a goodbye kiss on the way out the door is associated with prolonged life, reduced number of missed work days, fewer car accidents even on the way to work.
Wow.
Do you do that for your boyfriend?
No.
We leave at 4 o'clock in the morning. You better not be waking him up. I don't kiss my wife.
I don't kiss mine either.
Yeah. I'll touch them or squeeze them or something, but I won't kiss them.
All right, I used to give her a kiss on the forehead before I left and stuff like that, gently, but we got kids and stuff like that now. The baby's always with her and all that. I don't know. What, you touch him and squeeze him?
Yeah.
You just shake him and wake him up and then run out the door?
No.
I gotta go. Keep it moving.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Touch him.
Mega Mind.
We got a ton of chances for you to win Pitbull tickets when we go commercial free for an hour. A couple of different chances to win for you to win Pitbull tickets. As we kick off your Friday with a party. But first, let's see if you can get the Megamind question of the day correct on the Brett Mega Show. This is the most frequently told lie in the office.
I think it's how long you're at the office. So either you tell people you get there earlier than you do, or that you stay later. I feel like it's time in office that you lie about.
Yeah. Oh, I was there all day today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like you weren't late getting Starbucks. We see you. We know.
I love when someone comes late to a meeting and then walks in with Starbucks. I'm like...
Guilty. I've been that girl before.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that's one of the most insulting... Like, you're 15 minutes late to the meeting, but you got a caramel macchiato. Like, what?
Is this lie told in the office, or is it told to avoid going to the office? Because I think it's, I'm not feeling well.
Well, you think you pretend to be sick? That's a good
one. Yeah.
I think it's when everybody's like, oh, how are you? And you're just like, I'm good.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or the worst one. I'm fine. We all know I'm fine does not mean you're fine.
That's you are not fine.
That's for relationships too. No, it's still up for grabs. This is the most commonly told lie in an office. 314-531-9898. Throw your name on the text line so we can shout you out when you text in your guesses, and we'll give you the answer at 718. The same time we kick off that hour of commercial-free music.
Mega Minds.
Mega Show. On Y98, St. Louis.
St. Louis weather. Today we're going to have a high of 75 and a low of 66. And of course, some rain. This is sponsored by Ashley. This is home.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day. Let's give you the answer to that as we kick off an hour of commercial-free music on the Brett Mega Show. This is the most frequently told lie in the office.
We got a text saying, happy Friday, this is Anna. I think the most commonly told lie in the office is, oh, I'm working on that right now.
Yeah, I've been working on that project for a while. Yeah, I'll give it to you right away.
Olivia says, I want to help or I will help you.
Yes.
Christine says, we're a team. Jeez.
These are good.
Oh, yeah, that, whoa.
Ouch.
Thea from Fenton says, oh, I'm in a meeting right now. You're not. The Meyer family says putting their email on a timer to get people to think that you're working when you're not. That sounds like really detailed and like you know that all too well.
Wow. Jeez, I never done that before. I'm gonna start.
Teacher Suzanne says, oh, I've already done it. Jordan says, saying that you didn't see an email or a message.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah, that's a good one too.
Ashley says, oh, I was stuck.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
In traffic? No, you weren't. You were at Starbucks. Alara from Cottleville says, sorry, I already have plans.
Well, that's what you tell your friends more than your office people. But yeah, it's also like, oh, I can't make that. This is a lie. Someone did get it correct, but this is a lie that Kevin can never tell because no one would believe it.
I'm in a meeting.
Oh,
I'm in a meeting. I already have a meeting scheduled or I'm in a meeting right now.
That's what my boyfriend says to me all the time. When I try to call him, he'll be like, oh, I'm in a meeting.
Sorry.
Mega Minds!
Dang! Momo just got exposed. We had done our own draft of couples that we love from movies and TV shows. Find out who won the first round in our draft in 3 minutes. All right, the results are in for the first ever Brett Mega Show draft. NFL draft was last night. What do you think of the first pick from the Bears, Hannah?
Bear. I love anything Bear.
Who do they draft?
Bear.
Caleb Williams went with the first pick.
Oh.
Of course, we couldn't cover that kind of stuff on this show, so we did love draft. These are our favorite TV or movie couples of all time. We created our own draft. We did like fantasy football style. So these are on our team. And then because we had five people, we did matchups. And now we've got the championship matchup. AB and I had a close matchup.
Mm-hmm.
51% to 49. Okay. AB got the win.
Yep.
I'm so mad.
I used all my burner accounts to vote for her.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So that's how I lost. That sucks. Hannah cheats at this game. You ruin it for everybody. You know that.
It's the people and my burner account.
People, your vote counts. Like, you're going to have, you know what you're doing is, this is so 97 one of you. You're right. You're literally ruining it. So, like, I don't want to vote.
Ruining the election.
Yeah, because I don't want to vote now because it's never, it's not going to make a difference in the outcome. Jesus, take your 97 one and pack it up.
I am the problem.
She used to be a producer at 97 one and she's bringing it.
Oh, we'll bad hold that habits. Against me forever.
And then, Kevin, you got dominated.
I got
Alex
dominated.
Got 81%
right.
of the votes.
I know that choosing the Lannister siblings was probably not a move, but I was going for that niche audience that we have.
That loves incest?
Yes.
Incest is not in.
That's not cool, bro. Not cool,
but
man.
But they are, man. I'm telling you, that love brought down a kingdom. I thought it was a dark horse choice. It obviously was not. It was a poor choice, and I got dominated.
It was dark, all right.
Yes.
All right, so the final three, you can vote. Now it's not longer a versus battle. It's top three. You vote for which couple you think you have, which team has the best couples. Alex has Corey and Topanga, Jack and Rose from Titanic, and what are the characters from the
Schmidt
new
and CeCe.
Schmidt and CeCe, yeah. That's right. Schmidt
he
and CeCe.
He honestly deserves to win. Vote for him.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
What?
We're having new girl. Jack and Rose are the worst couple, though. If you didn't have... I love Corey and Topanga. Schmidt and CeCe is adorable. New girl's adorable. Jack and... Rose was a BB. Like, why didn't you move over? Like, that was mean. She's just rude. And they only knew each other for a boat ride. It was like... It was a fling. It was a vacation fling,
yeah,
guys.
I'm not here for it.
Yeah.
I've never even seen it. Too long.
Hannah, what's your team?
My team are Jack and Rebecca from This Is Us, Uncle Jesse and Aunt Becky, the hottest couple on TV. Or actually, no, set that aside for my next couple. Meredith and Derek from... Derek.
Whoa.
Derek.
I don't think we can say that on the radio. We should have beeped that out.
Meredith and Derek from Grey's Anatomy.
Clearly we know what Hannah thinks about with Mick Dreamy.
Cut it out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what Uncle Jesse reference. Okay. I think Hannah has the best chance of winning. I mean,
wait, I'm also in here.
I know. AB, go ahead. What's
okay,
your team?
I have Jim and Pam from The Office.
Good, strong team.
Cam and Mitch from Modern Family.
That's a good one.
Love that couple.
And Seth and Summer from The OC.
That's where you got risky. You
He's my dream man.
Really?
Yes.
That makes sense for you. You went risky with OC. All right, you can vote if you go to the Brett Mega Show on Instagram.
Ooh, it's all tied right now.
Go to our, and Hannah's got burner account, so make sure you don't vote for Hannah. Go ahead, Brett Mega Show. We'll tell you who our favorite team of celebrity couples is on Monday. Give you a chance to win these Pitbull tickets right now. 314-531-9898. We're going to have you play a little Family Feud game with us for Pitbull tickets. 314-531-9898. Something's got to hold on. All right, let's do a little Family Feud fast money for some Pitbull tickets on the Brett Mega Show. We are commercial free. And Jennifer, you're going to play a little Family Feud with us. How are you doing today, Jennifer?
I'm good.
All right, so Jennifer, how this is going to work is we're going to play this exactly how they do fast money. We're going to put 90 seconds on the clock for you, Jennifer. I'm going to ask you five questions. You got to get to 200 points with you and a teammate combined. So I'll ask you those five questions. You get more points for the more popular answer they were for that question, okay?
Okay.
You got to pick someone to do fast money. They will leave the room just like they do on Family Feud, so they cannot hear the questions. They can't hear your answers, and they will answer them when they come back into the room when you guys try to get those 200 points together combined. Do you want to have Hannah be your fast money teammate or AB be your fast money teammate?
I want Hannah.
Hannah.
All
you know,
right.
AB sucks at these games. Hannah's leaving the room. When Hannah leaves the room, what we'll do is we'll put 90 seconds on the clock. I will read off a question, and then you just give me whatever answer pops in your head, and we'll see if you can get up to 200 points, you and Hannah together as a team. I hope Hannah doesn't let you down, because I know you're going to carry the team, Jennifer.
I mean, she's pretty good at her homeschool, so I think hopefully we'll be okay.
All right. She is pretty good at homeschool. Here we go. The question will, the clock will start as soon as I read the first question. What is something you keep in your car just in case?
Deodorant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Name an occasion for which you might wear your lucky underwear.
Valentine's Day.
Okay. Tell me a word that rhymes with election.
Election?
Yes.
Selection.
Oh, Selection. Okay. name something you find in a breakfast buffet.
Eggs.
Okay. And then name a professional sport where the players make a lot of money.
Football.
All right. All right. I'm going to add these up, Jennifer. Great job, by the way. You got the number one answer in one, two, three categories.
Wow.
Three categories. You got the number one answer. And I'm going to add these up. We'll come back after Fortnite, and we'll see if Hannah can get enough points for you combined to get up to 200 to get you these Pitbull tickets. We're going to play Fast Money right after Fortnite from Taylor Swift. I was supposed to be touching you. Survey says that Jennifer is really good at Fast Money on the Brad Mega Show. We are commercial-free. We're doing a little Family Feud Fast Money for Pitbull tickets. Jennifer just got done playing the first round of Family Feud Fast Money, and we play just like they do on Family Feud. Jennifer answered five questions. Her and Hannah have to get at least a combined 200 points together based off the popularity of the answer they gave. Jennifer, we just added up your points. You were really good. Were you nervous?
I was super nervous.
You didn't sound nervous at all because you did your part. Hannah left the room so she couldn't hear it. Jennifer did 101 points.
Oh, dang.
So she did her half. I will say this. There's over 115 points still available on the board, Hannah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So you need to bring your A game for her to win these Pitbull tickets. Do not let Jennifer down.
Okay.
We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock for Hannah.
No pressure.
You have to come up with these answers as fast as you can. You got to get at least 100 or 99 points. Here we go. What is something you keep in your car just in case?
A towel. Blanket.
0 points for that. Great to go.
Ooh.
Name an occasion for which you might wear your lucky underwear.
Your anniversary.
Anniversary. 5 points for that. Tell me a word that rhymes with election.
Protection.
Protection is 5 points. You only got 10 so far.
Oh, my gosh.
Name something you find at a breakfast buffet.
Eggs.
Can't use eggs. She used it.
Bacon.
Second answer, 24 points. So you have 34 now. And name a professional sport where the players make a lot of money.
Football.
Can't use it. She used it.
Basketball.
24 points again. That is 60-something points. That's not good enough to get the 200. You
what?
Let Jennifer
down. I thought I had
down.
To do it as quick as I could.
That's how Fast Money works. You had 8 seconds left. You maybe should have thought about it.
It was the freaking blanket thing. That was dumb. Or the towel.
Number one answer for what is something you keep in your car just in case? Money or coins was the number one answer.
Oh.
Name an occasion for which you might wear your lucky underwear. Hot date was the number one answer. Tell me a word that rhymes with election. Selection was the number one answer. Jennifer had gotten the number one answer there. Name something you find on a breakfast buffet. Eggs was the number one answer. Jennifer had gotten that one. And football was the professional sports where you make a lot of money. Jennifer also.
Sorry, Jennifer.
But guess what, Jennifer? Since Hannah sucks and you don't, you get Pitbull tickets.
Yay! Got it.
Yay!
I never win anything. I'm super excited.
Well, you did win. Hannah let you down.
I did. At least you get to go to Pitbull. I don't get to go.
Congratulations. You get Pitbull tickets. Jennifer, hold on. We'll get your tickets. Hannah, you didn't know anything for Family Feud Fast Money. Do you got some stuff for the Hollywood hashtag?
I do know that. So there's a new leaked song from Billie Eilish that's coming with a ton of controversy. I'll play it for you guys in 3 minutes.
All right, let's pretend a grenade hit us.
And oh my gosh.
And we're all dead for a second. Who would you want to then remarry your significant other? That's a real question we're going to have to answer. That's a tough question. Like, hey, I want you to just take over and take my job as husband or take my job as wife. We're going to talk about that in 5 minutes. But first, all your entertainment news.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So last night I was scrolling on TikTok and all these girls were doing these like sexy transitions to this song. And I was like, oh my gosh, what's this song? I've never heard it before. I was reading the comments and it's supposedly a Billie Eilish song that got leaked from her new album. Her album isn't supposed to be released until May 17th. It's going to be called Hit Me Hard and Soft. So this song, it's supposedly called Ken. And it was supposedly leaked from her new album. But people are debating if this is really Billie Eilish or if it's AI. So let's hear it and then tell me what you think.
This is my playtime. What am I thinking like Barbie,
sounds very Billie Eilish-like.
It sounds, yeah. My thoughts are it was going to be like her original Barbie song. Mm. And she didn't like it. And she moved to something else.
I think she said it's 7 years old. Though,
yeah,
right?
So she came out and said on her Instagram, y'all, that song's 7 years old. Don't make me get mad. No way. That's
crazy.
That is not Ocean Eyes era. That's not the same thing. No.
You don't think so? You think she's lying?
No. Yeah.
I'm curious if it'll be on the album now, though.
Good. I hope it is. I like the song.
I don't think it will be.
I don't think it will be.
I have no idea, because we could all, what's weird about music now, especially leaks, like, you don't know if it's AI now, because
I know that's weird.
Which kind of sucks. Like, when something comes out, you like need an artist to confirm if it's them or not. That's the crazy world we're living in right now. That's how crazy artificial intelligence is. But I also think if someone like Billy, and Billy seems like someone who's very petty and holds grudges and gets mad, if somehow it got leaked,
she's going to pull it?
She would be like, well, then take it off the album. Wow. I'm not releasing it.
Well, that is a shame.
I think that's what she would do.
That's super petty, and I don't like that.
I think that it won't be on the album. Yeah. If it was supposed to be on the album, I think it won't be on the album now.
Yeah, you know, she's...
Unless it was leaked on purpose. Kevin, insert dad joke.
No, my dad, well, I said it's part of, you know, she's named the title of the album is Hit Me Soft, Hit Me Hard, or whatever. I said it's part of the Hitting Hard, you know. She's like, okay, I'm not going to play it. I'm going to hit you hard. The joke was there. I got...
Kevin, you're going to get yourself canceled on accident.
I got hit hard.
Oh, Kevin, I love you.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
I honestly feel like this next exercise is going to get everyone mad at each other in the studio. We are literally going to start a fight amongst each other, because we're going to have to pick between each other on the show. Let's talk about it right after Fast Car.
You got a fast car.
I am like... probably 90% sure that this is going to leave somebody feeling bitter, mad, or leave us into a fight in the studio. 90% sure.
Perfect. Good way to go in the weekend.
Yeah, this is we're going to need the weekend to recover and not talk to each other after this. So we're going to kill ourselves off. Okay?
Okay.
All
right. So if you are no longer there, you suddenly die, get hit by a car, just walking down the sidewalk, boop, you're dead. Who do you want to remarry your significant other on the show? You have to choose somebody. So yeah. So, and you can't like, oh, like, it's not like, take out the sexuality thing. Just like, oh, I think this person would be the best fit to marry my wife, Sarah. This would be the best fit to be married to my boyfriend, Momo, Katie, AB, her imaginary boyfriend.
Yeah.
Imaginary husband. Let's be honest. You've already drawn him up.
Mm-hmm. We already know him.
All right. Hannah, let's start with you. If you were to be dead, you can't be married to Matt, who would you choose to marry Matt?
Actually, I don't have a lot of hesitation on this. I'm saying Kev.
Oh.
Because Momo would have to be, like, right now he's, like, suffering with me. And then he would get the luxury of being with Kevin because he'll, like, rub his feet and stuff. And he'll, like, take commands and he'll listen and he won't argue back.
So this is Momo's gift from beyond the grave, is you get Kevin because life with me was so terrible.
He's like a go with it, super sweet, and you'll do anything.
And I like that too, because...
Does Matt like that? Does Matt like to be in charge?
No, he's not used to it right now.
So they would be the blind leading the blind.
No, he would help me get in shape. Get back in shape. I like that idea.
Kevin's
I'm in. I'm in.
Okay.
Would Momo be attracted to Kevin's body?
Maybe. No. Momo loves Kevin already, so okay. I don't think it'd be a hard transition.
Momo doesn't like me?
I'm kidding.
All right. Kevin.
I would love to say Hannah, but no. Hannah's too much like me, and I've burdened my wife too much with problems.
Sarah
issues.
Would eat Hannah up and
I'm terrified of your wife.
It would
so.
Not be good.
Could you imagine?
Gosh,
like, Hannah doesn't clean up after herself, and like Sarah would be like, this actually, you need to go through a Sarah boot camp.
Right. No! I wouldn't make it out.
This is hard because it's like, you know, Brett's got his stuff together, and so does AB. You know, Brett's well planned. He likes
Hannah's face.
Poor Hannah.
You know, I mean, he comes up with ideas. It would be a total different world for Sarah if Brett were to marry her. But then on the other hand, you know, AB's laid back. She's good at what she does. You know, she's not going to cause trouble. That's tough,
Hannah's,
man.
Hannah's so pissed.
Good at what she does.
Sorry.
Comes up with ideas.
That also sounds like it describes Hannah, right,
Hannah,
Kevin?
Hannah, like I said, you know,
Hannah's pissed. I told you someone was going to be pissed.
You're too much.
You're too much. Oh,
no,
my God.
No, too much like
everyone
me.
Run. Everyone, he called her too much.
You know what? I don't know. That's tough.
Kevin,
that's
you have
I
to answer.
That
Kevin is taking forever. He is so scared right now.
I am scared.
You know
commit, what? Kev.
I'm going to go with AB. Thank
you.
I'm going to go with AB. I think they'd make a great couple. I think that, you know, it'd give some
Kevin
relaxation to
Hannah is glaring from across the room. Look at that intense look.
It's fine. The rest of you say your people.
AB, do you want to go?
Okay, so Hannah, I love you. I'll start with that. I think we are so different. You would scare whoever I marry. Like, I do not think that he could handle dating you.
I agree.
Yes. So it's
we
not
also
you.
Like the complete opposite type of person.
Yes.
Too. Yes.
Hannah's not a good match.
No.
No, I'm not.
I'm going with Kevin.
Hey.
I think that it would just be very chill, relaxed.
Hi.
Really, I think it'd be a good relationship. Love you too, Brett.
Thanks. I'm going with Kevin too.
Wow.
Hannah and my wife. So Hannah and my wife, Katie, would not get along because Hannah's too much.
Correct.
I wrestled with AB, but then I thought AB is too much like my wife.
Yeah, I could never marry someone like me.
Yes. Like, AB and I would make, like, a good couple, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's just so good. I'm just trying to make Hannah mad.
I love it. I'll be with Katie. She's a child therapist, and I need the therapy. So.
And Kevin would be a big project for her to work on.
Yeah.
But I also think that, like, Kevin has been trained really well.
Yeah,
she doesn't need a puppy. She needs, like a trained old man.
I'm very flattered.
Kevin, you were chosen three out of four.
I appreciate that. And then you're going to find out actually what I make, and you're going to be like, can I change my answer?
I'm glad someone in the room feels flattered.
Ladies up in here tonight. No fighting. We got the refugees. No fighting.
It's always on the Odyssey app.
We had so much fun. Most of us had so much fun in the studio just doing that and having that fun exercise. We wanted you to join with us. But phrase it this way, okay? If you were to die, suddenly something happens. Just be playful with it. And your significant other had to remarry, was obligated to remarry. Do you want it to be like your bestie, your best friend, or a perfect stranger? 314-531-9898. They have to remarry. Would you rather be like, you know what? I'd rather my significant other be with somebody I know. Or you're like, yo, don't touch my wife. Don't touch my husband. Who would you choose? Would you rather... You die, Hannah, and you want him to marry your bestie? You want him to marry AB over here? Or you're like, no, that's weird.
No, that's definitely weird in my mind. I would want Momo to marry the perfect stranger because the whole time I would just think, and I think other people would think as well, like my family would be like, did they like this person the whole time?
Good point.
Ooh.
Yeah, like that's exactly what I have.
Has there been feelings this whole time? Yeah. That's,
yeah. I mean, I'd be dead, so... I don't.
So
I would
be haunting.
Like, I think
like
I'd just be like,
wow,
watching, losing all the trust I had in them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I think a stranger as well.
I'm the only one that's going to choose my best friend.
Really?
Huh? Yes.
Why would you choose your best friend?
Because I don't know these. I want her to be in good hands. I trust my best friend. I know they're a good person. I want her to be taken care of. I can't do anything. I'm dead. Like, if they had feelings, good. What am I going to do?
Does Katie like your best friend? See, that's my thing. Yeah, Sarah likes my best friend, but really doesn't like my best friend.
Oh, that's something to consider. That's a good point. Like, hey, maybe she wouldn't want to be with your best friend.
But here again, Sarah really doesn't like me, so.
So it sounds like her marriage, nothing would change. It's an interesting question. Okay, if you were gone, would you prefer your significant other to marry your best friend, or would it, like, that be all in your head, constantly thinking, I wonder if something was going on with those two. Would they always think so? Or do you feel like they're in good hands? 314 531-9898. Answer that question on Y98 St. Louis. We killed you off. Sorry. It's the Brett Magus Show. If you were to die off, do you want your significant other to remarry your bestie, your best friend, or like, no, I want you to marry a stranger because I don't want to be thinking from beyond the grave, like what was going on? 314-531-9898. Hannah, what are people saying on the text line? And go ahead and shout out Connie.
Connie, she said, my husband would get Hannah. She would be fun and keep him on his toes.
Oh.
Hannah, you're
love
too
you,
much.
Connie. Love your husband, too.
You're too much.
But we did get a text asking about whether you would want someone to marry a random stranger or someone you knew. And we got a text saying, I would want my boyfriend to marry my sister.
What?
So they could take care of each other after I was gone. I would be too jealous of a whole different person. At least my sister is like me.
I think that's a good point, too. The whole different stranger is like, what if they're nothing like you? Like, oh, were you unhappily married? You always could get in your own head. But you know your sister, you want your sister to find happiness. You want your significant other to find happiness. Liz,
get your grubby hands off my husband. You have major problems.
Liz, what do you think?
So I think it would maybe be different depending on if you had kids or not. Because I have 3 little kids, and I would want it to be my best friend because I know she would be nice to them and take care of them.
The kids is a good point.
Kids like, does make it a whole different
then
thing.
Who do you want taking care of your kids? Like a perfect stranger, you're like, I don't know if they're a good
Joe
match.
Schmo.
But you know your best friend's probably going to be a great mom or a great fit for them.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you good for the point. Call. Solid point there. Appreciate the call. All right, let's jump into Keep It Moving and all the trending stories of the day.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, I'm going to put 2 minutes on the clock, and Hannah will tell me either keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. We'll run through as many trending stories as we possibly can in the next 2 minutes. Clock is running. New rule for airlines. Will you be required to refund passengers? New rule for airlines. They're going to be required to refund passengers if a flight is canceled or delayed.
Good. They better. This happened to me when I was going to Cancun, and it was so stressful. So tell me about it.
Department of Transportation said, hey, look, if you are required to give you money back, if your flight is delayed over 3 hours for a domestic flight or 6 hours for international, or if it has to be canceled. Then remember that if you have, this is if plans are completely disrupted. So if your flight is like completely canceled, they have to put you on a new flight, a new day, that type of thing. Not just like completely.
I can't believe there hasn't been like a reimbursement thing for this already.
Yeah. Game changer when it comes to travel.
Yeah.
The best time to book cheap international flights.
You know, I'm kind of done talking about flying. Keep moving.
Okay.
I can't do it by myself.
No, you cannot do that. You have some codependency.
I actually had a nightmare last night about me missing a plane, and I was going on there by myself. And it was because I didn't understand the boarding time, if that meant you had to be at the gate or on the plane at the time given.
Oh, my gosh.
Seems I had like a nightmare about it last night.
Conversation for your therapist. Can we just keep it moving? Rekindling old friendships are as scary as making new ones.
Absolutely. I don't want to hear about it. It's too scary. Keep it moving.
Okay. Domino's introduces You Tip, We Tip.
Okay. That's not scary. Let me hear about
this. This is something super cool. Timer's going off, so this will be the final story. Domino's is going to launch. If you give their drivers $3 or more, Domino's will match your tip with a $3 credit or more on your next delivery order.
So Domino's is just the best.
Yep. So if you tip them, say, hey, $3 to the driver, they'll say, hey, we'll take $3 off your next order. Keeps you coming back to business. Cool. Keeps them taking care of their drivers. Everyone feels like they win in that situation. I do think it's really cool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We're going to give you a chance at Pitbull tickets. Right after Halsey's Bad at Love, which is the perfect song. If her husband's bad at love, give you a chance to test your husband for Pitbull tickets in 3 minutes. Got a boy that on me, baby. Happy Friday. Thanks for rolling commercial-free with us every single morning on the Brett Magus Show. Hannah's got some entertainment news coming up for you. What's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Yes, this is super interesting to me. Jennifer Aniston is going to take on a role behind the camera for an upcoming movie. I'll tell you all the details on that at 8:35.
Thanks for listening to the Brett.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So something I didn't know was that Jennifer Aniston has produced movies before.
Oh, yeah.
So she's produced The Murder Mystery. Stuff, yeah. Yeah, the Murder Mystery series on Netflix, The Morning Show, and Friends, The Reunion. Now she's going to be producing the reboot of the comedy 9 to 5. So the original 9 to 5 movie starred Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and of course Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Three working women who wanted to like get back and get even with their like sexist boss. So this also was turned into a sitcom, a musical, and of course Dolly Parton made the iconic song 9 to 5. And now it's going to be rebooted again for another movie produced by Jennifer Aniston.
I'm curious who's going to star in it. Like, I would love to see, because I know she does The Morning Show and is teamed up with, like, Reese and her production company. So I'd love to see, like, Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman.
Oh, wow.
I'd love to see them in it, but it sounds like she's producing it and it sounds like it's behind camera. But I'd love to see the, like, powerhouse, badass woman lineup that we all know and love.
And I think this movie is going to be so awesome. I can just tell already. It's clearly been a successful storyline being recreated into a musical, sitcom, all these things. And Jennifer Aniston, I'm really like proud of her for producing all these movies. I did not know that that was a talent or skill she had. There's no like release date scheduled yet or cast, but once it is, I will definitely let you know. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
We appreciate you listening to the Brett Maga Show every single day, so thank you for listening. We're going to give you a chance at these Moulin Rouge tickets if you can figure out what the beep we said. By the way, the Moulin Rouge video that AB had made should be a music video. Everyone is talking about it. So you go to the Brett Maga Show on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. Hannah's in it. AB ran this like video like a director on a music video. Hannah came in and was like, my feet hurt from this music video.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It is so good for Moulin Rouge. Search the Brett Maga Show on Instagram to watch this video. You will be like, wow, AB made that. It's incredible. But now, find out what the beep we said.
Wow. You say.
Give you a 4-pack of tickets to see Moulin Rouge when Moulin Rouge comes to the Fox if you can figure out what we said. Kevin is going to play a clip of something we actually said on the show. We beep out a certain part, and you have to figure out what's behind that beep.
So these are some things I've learned about Hannah. So the first one, she doesn't bring on trips because she assumes someone else will have it.
That's funny because that's when they went on a trip for the Fox. Mm-hmm. What did Hannah not bring on her trip to the Fox, to Denver?
AB didn't bring it either.
3-1? They both didn't bring it. Do you know, this was actually set on Monday, so this is really hard. 314-531-9898, 4-pack of Moulin Rouge tickets when it comes to the Fox next week, if you know what the beep we said.
What you say?
Podcast available right now on the Odyssey app.
What you say?
What the beep did we say on the Brett Maga Show? We always take something we said on Friday, like, what the hell did we say? Kevin beeps it out, then we see if you can guess. Moulin Rouge tickets up for grabs, by the way, if you can figure it out. Kevin, go ahead and play the clip.
So these are some things I've learned about Hannah. So the first one, she doesn't bring on trips because she assumes someone else will have it.
What does Hannah not bring on trips because she assumes someone else will bring it? By the way, Hannah would like to point out,
AB doesn't bring it as well.
Laura,
I was not the only one.
Do you know what these crazy girls did not bring that you absolutely need on trips?
They don't bring toothpaste and toothbrush.
So these are some things I've learned about Hannah. So the first one, she doesn't bring toothpaste on trips because she assumes someone else will have it.
You guys are disgusting. Laura, they're disgusting, aren't they?
They're just young. They still have their life to figure it out.
Laura, let's get you a 4-pack of tickets to the Fabulous Fox where you can see Moulin Rouge. Congratulations.
Yeah.
We appreciate you listening to the show.
Much, guys. Love you. You make my day every day.
Oh, that made our day. That was said on Monday, by the way, Laura, and you were still hanging out with us on Friday, which Yeah. We don't know how.
Hey, like I say, you make out my day. You're wonderful. I like to laugh with you every single day.
Oh, thanks, Laura. Yeah, that made me smile. I appreciate that. If you didn't win the tickets, like Laura, you can still get tickets because Moulin Rouge is coming into town next week at MetroTix.com. And you can also watch that music video. I call it a music video because AB put a video together to promote it coming to the Fox. And it's so good. Would you go to the Brett Mega Show on Instagram?
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
It's Friday, so let's drop some fun facts. Fun Fact Friday is always a way for you to give some interesting, mind-blowing facts when you're drinking with your friends. Like, hey, did you hear this on the Brett Mega Show? And we do it in a fun battle. Hannah will give a fact, I'll give a fact, and we'll go around the room and we'll judge which fact we find more interesting. Alex, AB, and Kevin are our judges. Hannah and I are competing and dropping some fun, interesting facts. Hannah, do you want to go first or second?
Yes, I want to go first. Okay. I must say that I haven't played Fun Fact Friday, and I feel like forever because it's only Brett whoever wins.
I'm very good at this game. Like, I have a lot of useless facts.
Is good enough this week to take your title that you've
had forever. Wow, okay.
How about it?
Okay, so did you guys know that in the movie The Hangover, there were no, like, special effects or prosthetics or anything needed for Stu's missing tooth? That is legit. His missing tooth is, like, for real, for real. His adult tooth never grew in there, and so he has, like, a fake tooth. So when he was filming the part in the movie where he, like, lost his tooth, he just took out his other fake tooth that he always has.
Huh. Yeah, so, a lot of people have fake teeth. That's not that good.
That's triggering to me because I have three baby teeth without big teeth under them. So if I lose them, I have to go get, like, all fake teeth.
Well, oh, and wow. Then you can take it out if you ever play in a movie where you lose a tooth.
Yeah, I guess
that's super convenient. But yeah, that wasn't, like, fake that he doesn't have a tooth there. That's real.
Whatever.
You know that's a good fact.
I'll give you a fact that I think relates to Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift just dropped a breakup album that we all appreciated, we all watched. And we always hear there's a lot of divorces in America. Well, there is
a lot
of divorces and breakups. I feel we can all relate to. Actually, every 42 seconds, there is one divorce in America. That's 86 divorces per hour, 2,046 divorces per day. That's how many divorces happen on a regular basis.
Okay, my fact is something that you can, like, walk into a party and say. You can never walk around saying your fact because it's going to make people sad.
Why?
You can't go to a party and be like, did you know?
Sometimes divorce isn't sad. Two people who are not meant to be together break up and then they go and find love. Every 46 seconds, someone out there is trying to find love.
Mm-hmm. All right, whatever floats your guys' boats,
they're
really.
They're free now. Your guy has a busted ass tooth. Well, how's that good?
Yeah, I mean, Hannah's fact was triggering for me, so I have to go to Brett.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And you just tell people, do you know if there's a divorce happening every 46 seconds? Drink a beer. Wait,
not
46 42. Seconds. Boom, there goes another divorce.
I don't like divorce. I didn't actually know that, Hannah. I'll go with your fact.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say, like, no actual babies were harmed in the filming of Hangover, which...
No baby Carloses were left in closets.
No, that's interesting, because it, yeah.
So it's in my hands. So it's either divorce or fake teeth.
Yeah.
Sarah and I have been married close to 23 years.
I know, I just celebrated an anniversary too, Kev.
I'm excited about that. I, too, have a lot of fake teeth. And,
really?
Yeah, well, a lot of crowns, and probably going to have to get another one. But I really like the fact...
Because everybody has that. It's not even, like, that cool.
I know, but I like the fact that I could remove it and be in a movie.
That's all it takes, Kev.
Yeah, can you remove it and it be in a movie?
Let him play out his fantasy. Come on, this is going good for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can do that, but... I'm going to go with Hannah.
Oh, God. Some lame fact from The Hangover.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this segment's been longer than 46 seconds, so we're divorced, people. And Hannah gets a Fun Fact Friday win. Look at that.
Yay.
Yeah.
Fun fact, baby, fun fact. Fun fact, baby, fun fact Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.